Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Good development down in Arizona. Remember the cyber ninjas down there? And everybody goes, cyber ninja, that's a collective noun. Obviously, there are a lot of ninjas. It's like in the James Bond movie that was set over in Japan. Some bad guy is going to launch a missile, launch a spaceship out of a mountain. And they blow a hole in the top and all these ninjas rappel down with their swords. And it's terrific stuff in black pajamas, hacking away at folks. Really great movie. Sean Connery, really the only James Bond. He's one of several, but really the only one in my view. Well, anyway, there aren't a bunch of cyber ninjas. There's one cyber ninja. It's a singular noun. He's a QAnon guy. He's bad news. And there's a crooked audit, the crooked supposedly forensic audit. Well, here's the deal. There's a Republican state senator down there named Michelle Ugente Rita. That's her name, hyphenated name, Michelle Ugente Rita. And she was going to be one of the observers from the state Senate Republicans of this terrific audit. Terrific, as it turns out, fraudulent cyber ninja audit. She just announced she's withdrawing. She's resigning. She said it's botched. It's a hack job. Lacks transparency. Has no confidence in it. And this is one of the hardcore gerrymandered Republicans, okay? And then she attacked the Republican leader in the Senate, Karen Fenn. Now, Karen Fenn, she is a super Trumper who spreads the lie, the big lie about the election fraud, allegedly, tried to undermine the democracy. She's the one behind the cyber ninja audit. Typical, illegitimate, gerrymandered Republican legislature like we have here and everywhere else. These are the people who want to make presidential election advisory and have the gerrymandered Republicans pick the electors among themselves. That's where our democracy is going. But the good news is that Michelle Ugente Rita, whom I'd never heard of before, I got to tell you, if any of you heard of her, I'm amazed and I'm glad, but I haven't, but good for her. She withdrew Republican and attacked her own leader. Karen Fenn said this thing is a fraud. And of course, down there, Maricopa County is going to have to buy all new voting machines, millions of dollars, and it's a disaster, absolute disaster. I want to give you a quick snapshot from Afghanistan. You know, if you don't really understand how bad the Taliban are, you may think, oh, well, just some Asian folks and diversity. This is all great. Baloney. There are ethnic groups over there. And here's another one. Talked about Hazaras in previous shows. These are the Kurds. Kurgs. They're not Kurds like K-U-R-D. This is one with no vowels in it. K-Y-R-G-Y-Z. Kyrgyz. There's a Kyrgyzstan, you know. One of the stands. There's Uzbekistan, right? Afghanistan, Pakistan, one of the stands. These are harmless people. They're herders. They are about to be genocided by the Taliban. They tried to flee with 4,000 herd of livestock into Tajikistan. Now, you would think that Tajikistan, they're Tajiks, wouldn't discriminate against Kyrgyzstan people. They do. Unbelievable. They turned them back. They went through a mountain pass. It took them 2 days with 4,000 cattle to get 15 miles through a mountain pass. And in Tajikistan, they turned them back into Afghanistan. The Taliban are closing in on them to genocide them. You have to understand something. The essence of jihad is not just to genocide people of a different religion. They genocide people of different ethnicities and races. They don't just kill their own women. They show their ankles under their burqas and the schoolgirls for even showing up in school. They will kill people from Kyrgyzstan who are in Afghanistan. They will kill Hazaras. They kill people. They're Nazis. They have Nazi ideology. Keep that in mind. This is the Taliban, Nazi ideology. I'm glad we're withdrawing. I think he did the right thing, Biden did. But the fact of the matter is we've got to keep bombing these people remotely as much as possible to save as many people as we can. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, there's a couple things for the Taliban. They're basically Wahhabist, you know, spawned out of
absolutely
education
right,
camp
absolutely right.
set up by Saudi Arabia. Let's remember that Saudi Arabia is a guarded ally. Let's just put it that way. I mean that they support Wahhabism throughout the world. I brought up earlier about the Civil War. That and I had heard it before, but there were Southerners who actually fought for the Union cause, remained loyal to the Union. And for our Republican citizens and leaders in the state who probably now call it the War of Northern Aggression rather than the Civil War, I mean, they should be asked that question. What was it, you know, that where is your loyalty? I mean, they probably don't know that, you know, that and they don't care about the Wisconsin, you know, the Wisconsin contribution to the Union cause. We didn't fight for the damn Confederacy. We fought for the Union. Wisconsin fought for the Union to preserve the Union and to crush slavery. Let's remember that in Wisconsin's Constitution, it wrote slavery out. I mean, that we weren't going to have slavery in this state. I mean, that, and the Southerners wanted to impose slavery throughout the Western Hemisphere. They had dreams of riding the back of the slave all the way through down to Tierra del Fuego, where, of course, in Brazil, slavery wasn't wiped out until, I think, the 1880s. But, I mean, that they have to remember what the Union actually meant and what the United States should actually mean. I mean, that now they're sending out their goon squad to, you know, duplicate what they did in Arizona. Well, you know, if Mr. Gableman shows up, show him the door.
Right.
Yeah, where's your ward? You know, they tell him to get the hell out and tell his little goons, his brute squad, to get out too. I mean, that I don't know they actually have the real authority to do this. I mean, that yes, they can investigate, but you know, the it's my understanding the legislature has the right to investigate, but how they're doing it is not a honest investigation, because Gableman is not an honest player in this. He actually, you know, came out and said it was a fraudulent election. And how can you have a judge that's prejudged the situation before the case has come before him and seen the evidence? Well, I mean, he's just another hack, like you've said, like has been said. I mean, that tell him to go to hell. You see him, tell him to go to hell. If you see him on the street, tell him to go to hell. Because he's violated his oath as a judge. I mean, that, and he did. They all invoke God when they take their oath, and that's not actually in the you have to do that, or actually testify, attest to God when you take an oath before the court. You can just say, attest on my own, because there's some, you know, some religious denominations actually think that's taking the Lord's name in vain by taking that oath. I mean, that, so help me God, I think that's... as I understand it, they consider that blasphemous.
Right.
Listen,
there's a lot of good history. We're coming up on a break. Mark, thanks for calling in. That was a terrific history. And you're right about Gableman. In the next segment, we're going to get into that, exactly what he's doing, and picking up on what you were saying. And the truth of the matter is that he did denounce this, the election. He did prejudge it in a speech in Serb Hall back when Trump was president. And so having a guy like that in there, now this is a guy that was in the state Supreme Court for 10 years, and he didn't run for election. Part of the reason was there were ethics complaints filed against him. He beat him, he did beat him. But the fact is he could not have been reelected, and he got plucked out of obscurity with a large budget to hire whoever he wants. We're gonna get into it a little more. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.